T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just thought of another reason why, unfortunately, I'm picking on Dan, our last caller, why his point was so stupid. He doesn't want a guy from a losing team. At the trade deadline, the only guys being dealt are from losing teams.
That's exactly right.
That's the trade deadline, fella. The Yankee report.
He wouldn't watch Steve Carlton. He had at the Phillies won 53 games.
And how many did he win?
And he won 27. Yeah. No, he wouldn't want him. Nah, he's a loser. He's a losing team.
He's a loser.
Unbelievable.
The Yankee Report with Sweeney Murdy is brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the New York Yankees, by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankees Radio Network, by Interstate Battery, every battery for every need, my carrier. Turn to the experts. Sweeney, how are you?
Sweeney.
27 out of 59.
Is that how many they won? 59?
Yeah,
I said
they won
53.
59. He was 27-10.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. That was one of the great years anybody ever had. That's for sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
Looking at Herman last night, I thought the most impressive thing was not the way he dominated, but the way he fought through that first inning, because he faced a little bit of adversity. He gives up the leadoff double to Gordon. Didi makes the bad defensive play, on which I thought Gordon was going to be knocked out going to third base. And he settled in with those back-to-back strikeouts. And from there on, man, Herman looked in control.
Really been doing that in all of his starts, Evan. If you look at it, you know, the final line score doesn't really tell you what he how he did, because he'll give up a run or two and then set down six in a row, another couple of runs, set down five or eight in a row, you know. So he tends to settle down and not give up these four or five or six run innings, and last night was obviously the best of them all when he allows the one and then nothing else again until the seventh inning. You know, this is what you always have to do when you're, even when you have a need. Like the Yankees look at their need for starting pitching, your first option always has to be internal. They've been dealt a couple of blows with the injuries to Montgomery and Tanaka. Tanaka obviously is shorter term, and you start from within. And Herman, despite a couple of rougher outings, you've seen the promise. You've seen what last night looked like. You've seen that in shorter doses over the course of these last few weeks when he's gotten the ball, and it just added up to something a whole lot better last night.
Yeah, no, he's been very good. There's no doubt about it. You know, this team, it's you watch this team play, it's just unbelievable. Like, they hit, like, four home runs basically every night, you know? I mean, this lineup, it's...
They actually have, for a couple of weeks here, they've been a little bit slower offensively. Last night was the first time they've gotten 10 hits in a game in about 2.5 weeks, but they're a home-run hitting team, so you keep getting guys on base, and the games where you say, okay, they didn't score, it's not because they didn't put guys on base. They just, they didn't get that home run when they needed. Last night, they got a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, too, because we talked about Stanton and how he struggled this year. But the guy's got, what, 17 homers and 40
homers.
And 40 RBIs. He's going to hit 40 and 100, probably.
And all you're really looking for is the spurt. I think what we're doing is we're comparing it to a guy who had 59 home runs and thinks he hits 10 home runs every month. That's not what happened. Last year he had 30 home runs in a stretch of about 45 games or something like that. That's how he got to the number that he got to. It has been a struggle. There's no way around that. I mean, all you got to do is look at the ground outs, the ground balls, the strikeouts, and you realize that, this is not the season that he is hoping for, the start he is hoping for. But in and around all that, the home runs have been there to the level where, that part's at least respectable. So now you're waiting for the streak. You're waiting for this big moment. He's had a couple of these multi-home run games.
Right.
He's had a couple of these games where he's had four hits. That's been there. But the sustained streak where you sit there and say, over the last 10 games, Giancarlo Stanton's on fire. That hasn't happened yet.
I think one of the best underrated things Giancarlo's been able to do this year is play and stay healthy, because that's been one of the big questions throughout his career, and he's gone out there just about every day. And if I always look at it, I've always looked at it this way with him. Guy goes out and plays 150 games, he's going to hit 35 home runs by accident.
Yep.
And it's another reason, whether it was you guys or with other people, before the season started, I took the under on 50 home runs for both of these guys. You know, I didn't think either one of them was going to get there again, because in order to get that many home runs, you have to be on the field 150-plus games. And I didn't think that, you know, those two guys were just going to run into the luck sometimes that it takes. You know, those are big bodies. They throw themselves around the field quite a bit. Just watch Aaron Judge play the outfield and tell me you're not scared that he's going to break something.
On that sliding catch.
I'll tell you, he is a tremendous outfielder. He really is. You bring that up. I just had to say that. He's tremendous.
And asking him to hit 50 home runs again, to me, that means asking him to play 155 games again. And I just think that's I don't think it's impossible. I just think it's hard to do when you've got bodies that are not necessarily built for baseball the same way other bodies are, and you're throwing yourself around the field as much as these two guys are. I think there's a little bit of a luck factor involved in just staying on the field that long, which is why when you look at the pace that they're on for home runs, that part isn't surprising. It's just, are they going to be able to extend that to the actual number of games played?
We're talking to Sweeney about the Yankees. Speaking of health, Brett Gardner's missed the last couple of days. Aaron Hicks has done a great job filling in at 3 hits yesterday. Hits another home run. He's got 10. What's the status right now of Brett?
Yeah, I mean, Hicks isn't really filling in so much as, you know, he's just kind of
taking
over
the leadoff spot.
Hot.
You're right. I apologize. Yeah. You're right about that. It's more Clint Frazier.
Player. Yeah. You know, Gardner's just kind of day-to-day here. Boone thought he was going to be available for him last night at some point, or hoped he would be. So we'll see if he's, you know, there's a right-hander tonight, left-hander tomorrow. Clint Frazier's still here. I would think with a lefty tomorrow, you get him back in the lineup again, and he gets a chance. But, yeah, it doesn't appear to be anything major or long-term
for
Gardner at this point.
If Gardner, like you said, nothing major, he comes back, makes sense to keep Clint around for a few days because Paxton is pitching tomorrow, does he go down again, or can he actually stick around this time?
You know, I think it really depends on what they feel like their needs are heading into the next series and the pitchers that they're facing here. I think that's really what they're looking for as far as an extra player. If you wanted to send him down and bring Torres back up, you can't just do that because it hasn't been 10 days. So I think you weigh what your options are as far as you know, what else you want at this point. And if it makes sense maybe to keep him around in case, you know, there's – you know, in case you have any sort of worry about Gardner's situation for a couple of days, you know, I could see that as well. But yeah, it's, you know, really you're talking about if Gardner is healthy, now you're talking about what you want that extra player to be.
Glaber Day every day as he hits another home run. What's he got? This guy's got 14 home runs. It's amazing to me. This guy did not hit home runs in the minor leagues. And he's got 14 home runs. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You watch this huge leg kick that he has, too, and you sit there and say, well, okay, I didn't see his at-bats in the minor leagues, but if he was swinging like this in the minor leagues, I'm surprised he didn't hit more home runs because he's got this big swing. But if you go back last week when – who was in town last week? Tampa Bay was in town.
Right.
And he hit the 3-run homer late in that game on Thursday or Friday. I forget which. I think it was Thursday. He shortened up on that one, and it was actually someone on the Rays that pointed that out to me. They said, you know, this kid has a big swing, but if you look at what happened on that home run late in that game, it was just a little quick movement of the foot. It wasn't a big leg kick, and he still hit the ball, you know, 400-something feet. So his ability to adjust is something that Aaron Boone has talked about a lot. I think that's a really good example of it. When you think about a swing that has a leg kick and all of a sudden he can still make an adjustment without the leg kick and still hit the ball 400-something feet for a home run. Really good hitter, you know, and there's when we say he didn't hit for a lot of power, he's 21, you know. I mean, how many 18- or 19-year-olds are hitting 40 home runs in the minor leagues? They're not. So I think you're also seeing him grow into his body a little bit, and there's still, I mean – you know, at 21, I don't think we've seen the full potential yet here either.
Speaking of potential, you know, the Yankees need to trade for a starting pitcher, and I think we all still agree on it. But Domingo Germán has been very good lately. Jonathan Loaisiga, we'll see what he does in his second start, but he was really impressive in his first start. They are getting not only contributions from the guys that are filling in, but you watch them pitch, they have really good stuff. They throw hard. I don't know how Cashman and Boone view these guys for the rest of the season or even long term, but boy, these guys they're calling up to ask to fill in these rotation spots, they are impressive.
They're very impressive, and I don't think there's any doubt. If you were talking about a team that was in the middle of the pack and saying, okay, let's just see what these guys can do, you'd have no hesitations. What the Yankees are talking about doing is trying to make their run at a World Series title. And this year, these other guys certainly are doing their part and have the ability to fill in for a little while. It lessens the urgency for the Yankees to go ahead and make this deal, but I don't think it lessens what the Yankees have thought all along, the people who've watched them, people around them, and everyone else around the league thinks. If you're going to want to win the World Series, you need a little bit more dependability in that rotation going forward, a little more experience, let's say, because there is a little bit of an unknown here. You're right. We just talked about it. Germán and Loáisiga have pitched very well. Loáisiga has only made one. We'll see what he does in his next one tonight. But, you're throwing out the names of veteran pitchers because you want a little more dependability and reliability and you want to make sure you've got guys who aren't going to be afraid of the moment as the stakes get higher.
Is there anybody that the Yankees bring up that would not be any good? No, seriously, it's like, is there any prospects down in the minor leagues they would bring up? You know what? The guy's not any good. I mean, there's nobody. It's unbelievable.
It's they've gotten a lot of hits lately, which certainly yes. Lessens the burden of trying to go out and fill in other places. No doubt about it.
Yep.
It's crazy, man. I mean, they are so freaking talented. It's
unbelievable. Listen, they've got players at AAA who, are starters. Other players.
Frazier
came up the other couple of days ago, and he's itching to just get into these games and do something. He knows that he's made his climb, and he's been part of a AAA team for three seasons now, and he's a little frustrated as any guy who's knocking on the door. Can be, but he's also excited about what this Yankee team is, and just trying to be a part of it. And you look at Brandon Drury. Brandon Drury has been a big league baseball player for the last two seasons. He's at AAA right now every day.
Unbelievable.
He can't be happy. I mean,
no, he's got to be happy.
And listen, and I got into a little Twitter spat last night because I said, going to the game last night, and Duhar was 6 for his last 33. Brandon Drury sitting 360 at AAA. I said, this will be a lot more interesting to see who's hotter in 10 days when the Yankees play the Red Sox. And you got a big series, okay, if Andujar was 10 for 70 and Drury was still hitting as well as he was, is that a move you could make in front of that series? And people went bananas as if I was trying to trade, permanently bench,
I see.
Wow.
Release,
swing.
Send back to the Dominican. Like I mean, people thought I was trying to do something with Andujar that was unprecedented. All I said was, let me see in 10 days. If he's still cold, the other guy's still hot, is this something where you could I want to know. I'm interested to see what the Yankees would consider doing. I didn't suggest they do anything.
Well, let me ask you, because I'm...
Relax. Brandon, and it's not like there's some guy who is unproven. Brandon Drury's been the big leagues for the last 2 years.
I'm going over your tweet. I'm going over the responses. Mm. All you did was reveal information. And sometimes
I did.
No, right. But I've realized this. Sometimes when you just reveal information, people look for the hinting meaning on why you're trying to say it. But here's
also people, read into things what they want to read.
Right.
They think I have an agenda, and they want to give me their agenda.
Right.
I didn't suggest and Duhar had a couple of big hits last night. He gets hot again. Great. Good for him, good for the team, whatever. All I said was, if he continues to struggle, I've had people who want to trade Gary Sanchez.
No, I know.
There's no doubt about it.
We've heard it.
Yeah. He's getting booed.
Oh, my gosh. These people are going nuts this year on this. Well, and listen, it's good for us. The interest is there.
Right.
We get to talk about this every day. Good for us that they're that interested. But, you cannot have a subtle discussion or have any sort of subtleties revealed in your thoughts because people think you're jumping to one side or the other.
Well, let's talk about this because I do find this interesting. Now, the Yankees are deeper than most teams in baseball. They're deeper than all teams in baseball.
Yeah.
So I know it's different with them, but there comes a point with a player, and I think Gary Sanchez is one of them. That's why we're all joking, oh, my God, trading Gary Sanchez? It's absurd. Sending him down, it's absurd. At what point is Miguel Andujar simply the Yankee third baseman? And we don't look at anything and wonder, hey, boy, if he slumps, they could do this. Because there's going to come a point where the guy is the guy, and you never do that. When do we get there with him?
You know, It's a great question. I don't know. He's been the Yankee third baseman for 2 months, and that's it. So, and this wouldn't be a question if you didn't have the situation you have right now. Not every team has a guy who got hurt and lost his spot and has been an everyday major league player now playing that same position in the minor leagues and playing well. Those are the circumstances that have Andujar and Drury where they are right now. I think Andujar is the guy the Yankees want to have. They would love to have him here long term. He has shown improvement defensively. He's played very well defensively, and he's hit very well. Right now, you're just in the part of a season where, okay, it's a little bit streaky. If you're looking to maximize that position, you have the ability to do something about it without losing either player. Now, that's a short-term thing. Long-term, you cannot keep these two players in these roles. You cannot keep one of these guys every day in the minor leagues at that same position. You've got to do something about it long-term. That's just not how teams are built. You know, when people say, and listen, the Mets are a great example of it, when you say they don't have anybody at this spot. Well, not every team is designed to have a ready replacement playing at an all-star level at whatever position you happen to have an injury at last night. So this is not a long-term solution to have both of these guys in this organization playing at the same time.
Do you think they're going to trade him before the deadline?
Talking about
Drury. Yeah, right. Yes, right. I don't want any attacks here. Oh. Drury.
I don't know. I think that he can be part of something. I think people are going to be asking for Andujar, and the Yankees are going to maybe push Drury in that direction instead of Andujar, but I don't know that. Remember, the Yankees put a lot into their pursuit of Drury for the last couple of years, and they finally got him. This is a guy they believe had untapped potential, a lot like what they saw with Didi Gregorius or Aaron Hicks. Both of those guys have shown that they are giving the Yankees more than what they showed before they got him. And Drury fit that mold for them. They just ran into a tough situation with him, and you know, now it is what it is. And it also depends on who they're trying to get, if it's going to take that guy in order to get him. I don't think they're going to just offer up that guy in a trade and say, let's just get him out of here to get whatever we want. I think it depends on the needs of the other team and what they need to give up in order to get what they want.
I was thinking about it more along the terms of not using him in a package to get the player they're trying to get, but another team that's competing. Like I'll throw a random team at you, and I don't know if even he makes sense for them, but a team like the Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they move Matt Carpenter all over the place. Colton Wong stinks. I mean, eventually I think they're going to realize that he's not that good. And the Cardinals are trying to win, and they've got a guy like Jed Jerko who's okay. They got guys, nobody great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Cardinals could use a guy like Brandon Drury. To them,
right.
Hey, that could be a good fit. So I think about it more in terms of it's something they don't need right now. And I know you never know. Guys get hurt. All of a sudden you may need Brandon Drury. But he may serve as more valuable to another team. So not as much in a package for a player, but more to maybe get.
Trade,
yeah.
Say, do this for, okay, this we value this pitching prospect. Give us him.
Right.
And build your depth that way. I couldn't say no to that right now. I think there is definitely, listen, what you're always looking to do when you trade, you're trying to trade from a position of strength. And the Yankees have done that the last years when they've dealt outfield prospects or catching prospects. That's where they were deepest, and that's where they dealt from their position of strength. Is Brandon Drury right now helping you deal from a position of strength? If Miguel Andujar keeps doing what he's doing, yeah, absolutely. I think that you don't rush into it, though, just because, you know, you see Andujar do what he's doing and say, all right, let's just get this guy out of here. I don't think that's how it works.
Mm. Unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. I could see you also. Can you see a scenario where Drury says, hey, you know what? You got to trade me. Get me out of here because I can't.
He doesn't have that
kind
of bargaining power. I mean, he could say it, but what's
right.
They don't have to do anything.
No,
about
I understand.
It.
No, I understand that. I get
it. Yeah. I mean, listen, here's a guy who's you know, a big league player. He's getting into his arbitration years, and instead of earning money towards arbitration service time, he is now stuck at AAA, earning a AAA paycheck and hitting very well down there. Another response I got was he's doing it off of AAA pitching. Well, but that's true of everybody that's there. The next time there's a guy tearing it up down there, do I say, but he's doing it against AAA pitching? That's what you have to go by.
Right.
He's a major league player hitting AAA pitching.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yep. Yep.
The Mets recently called up a guy who was hitting 240 against AAA pitching, and Dom Smith.
Now he's playing the outfield.
Now he's playing the outfield.
Did you see the play he made the other day, Sweeney?
When
he tried,
no,
to, be, when
he,
when he tried to be like Willie Montanez. Did you see that play?
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, but except Willie Montanez would have caught the, would have held on to the ball.
That's the difference.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
Sweeney,
man.
Sweeney, great,
it's painful. It's painful,
right,
Sweeney.
See ya.
Sweeney,
see
ya, Sweeney on the Yankees. The embarrassment of riches.
He really is unbelievable.
Brandon Drury could help a lot of baseball teams.
He could help our team.
Of course, he could help. Yeah. He's in AAA.
It's unbelievable.
Clint Frazier comes up
every
couple of weeks. He's hitting about 350 in limited time. And he goes, he gets sent down every other day. It's amazing what they're going through right now.
It's really ridiculous.
It's good to be the Yankees right now.
It's always. When is it not? No, seriously, when is it not? What year was that? 1965?
Well,
maybe
the
then.
Well, the late 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the 80s after the 81 pennant.
Right.
And I guess you could even say
when
the last couple of years before 2017's run, because they weren't a playoff team.
Yeah.
Though they were winning, you know, 83, 84,
of course,
85.
That's their bad year. 85 wins and we didn't make the playoffs.
That's their bad
year. Well, you know, we win, you know, 88 and we get in a wild card game and don't win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.